So how'd you join the band?
I don't know. I ask myself the same question all the time. I mean, I just got lucky, really. It was right time, right place. I mean, a close friend of mine, who's a friend of the band, who's connected with the band, he told me that they were looking for a guitar player, and he persuaded me to send a demo CD, and I thought it was ridiculous, but I did. I did anyway, and then it just sort of went on from there, really. Rick heard it, Rick liked it.
Uh-huh.
And then he played it to Leo, and then it just sort of moved from there.
You're 28 now?
I'm 29, actually. 29.
So you obviously weren't even born when Woodstock happened. When did you first become aware of 10 years after?
I was in my sort of mid-teens, I suppose. I mean, I was always aware of the band, I suppose, maybe a bit younger than that, when I was 13, 14. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw the Woodstock film, you know.
Right.
I mean, I was never a big 10 Years After fan. I mean, that would be too good to be true. I mean, I like the band a lot, but it wasn't like I'd learnt all their material and I had all their records and then to join the band. But but I was always interested in bands of, obviously, that generation, that era. That was what really turned me on to playing. I mean, the Hendrix and guitar players like that, so...